Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where we're going to discuss a subject close to most of our people's hearts with Howard Cox, founder of Fair Fuel UK. How are you today, Howard?
I'm fine, thank you very much indeed. Lovely day.
Right, it is a lovely day. Nice fresh air outside in London and everything else. I don't know how that happened. Howard, what's your campaign about and why did you start it?
Well, we started at the beginning of 2011. What was really the major impetus to get it going was the fact that something like 40 to 50% of every haulage or trucker's bill is the cost of fuel. And then we looked at that and realised that something like 70% of that went to the government. So what was happening was that these truckers were passing on very expensive costs, distribution costs, to the consumer because of the cost of fuel. And we thought, this can't be right. We examined it and looked at it, and we pay the highest fuel duty in the world, particularly for diesel. And we thought, that can't be right, especially as we're a motoring economy with 93% of all journeys on the road.
Right, but I mean, to get straight to the heart of the matter here, I mean, this fuel duty is high because the government needs the money to pay for welfare, pensions, the NHS, a bit of goes to the EU, etc. We can't really complain, can we?
Yes, we can, because we're not talking about hypothecation. We're not saying that every bit of fuel duty and every bit of VAT on the fuel duty actually goes into repairing roads. You look at the roads. With all that money, about £40 billion is paid by drivers in this country. 83% of the electorate drive, 37 million drivers. And only 18% of what they pay, that £40 billion, goes back into roads. So we're quite proud of the fact that a lot of the money goes into help the NHS, education, defence. No problem whatsoever. The problem is it's unfair because with that high cost of fuel duty, and we've proven, and that's in the last 7 years with this campaign, we've stopped the planned rises in fuel duty that were planned by the Labour Party, that we'd be paying 20p per litre more now if it wasn't for this campaign. And to really sort of get to the hub of this matter, what we're talking about is fairness for drivers. We do pay the highest fuel duty in Europe. In Germany and Greece, for example, they're examples of EU nations. They're supposedly, particularly Germany, a green nation. They have diesel at 12p less than petrol. They subsidise diesel, which is the commercial heartbeat of every country in the world, to actually be lower priced at the pumps. In Greece, that basket case economy in Greece, bless their cotton socks, 23p cheaper than petrol. So where's the sense in that? So we're just talking about fairness and what we're looking for. And this is I'm going back to your original point. What will happen if you cut fuel duty? You generate jobs. It increases GDP. It lowers inflation. All of those sort of factors. So it will benefit the Treasury to have growth taxes from other sources because of lower fuel duty.
But don't you think the government will try and get taxes through some other method, which is perhaps, you know, I can choose not to drive, let's say, walk to work or whatever it is, but they'll hit me with something else?
Well, then you're missing the point. If you cut duty by 3p, it is actually tax revenue neutral to the Treasury, because the benefit of cutting 3p will actually generate more income to the Treasury because of corporation tax, more profit to haulage companies, distribution companies. Particularly now we are on the internet now, everything's been ordered. White van man particularly is benefiting. It's the fastest growing sector in this country in terms of transport. And what we're looking for is actually, let's get parity with the EU. I know we're leaving the EU, but we've always been top of the EU table. Why don't we become the average?
Another question which is almost comic that you can answer is that when fuel prices go up and the oil price of crude oil goes up, within minutes you see prices of the pumps go up. When they go down, it takes weeks or months, and then all of a sudden it sort of stops going down. I think we saw that last year when the price of crude oil practically halved. What's the explanation behind that, and what are you doing about that?
Well, we coined the phrase rocket and the feather. You know, when prices of oil go up, the prices of the pumps rocket, and when oil comes down, it comes down like a feather, and not by the right amount either. In the last year, in fact, let's pick the last month, for example. The price of fuel has actually gone down, in sterling, let's remove the fact oil is priced in dollars. In sterling, it's gone down £7 a barrel. That's round about 14%. But do we see at the pumps 14%? Okay, there's not a direct correlation to a litre of petrol. But unfortunately, the wholesale price, which hasn't been passed on to drivers, it fell by something like 6p. But at the pumps, we've only see about 2 to 3p going down. what is happening in the fuel price, fuel supply chain, there is opportunistic profiteering. They're exploiting the fact we're in a Brexit situation, general election, and they're hiding behind this because it's not headline news. And the only way it comes down is when supermarkets jump on the bandwagon. They're 49% of the market. Of the fuel that's supplied, when they bring it down, because they don't have wholesalers, they go to actually the refineries to buy. When they say we're bringing it down 2p, the independents have to follow, but they don't follow by as much or as quickly.
So it's a bit like a sort of Portobello Road type situation, the people just haggling over the price and fiddling and doing whatever they can, not say fiddling, but adjusting things in their own way.
Well, there are city speculators that do actually play with oil. They hold massive tankers offshore outside of our national control and territories and wait for the price to rise to bring those oil tankers in, which suits their profitability. You asked just now what we're doing about it. We're calling and we're working with 146 MPs. Obviously, there's no such thing as an MP at the moment. They're out there campaigning on the doorsteps. But we've got a lot of MPs that support the thing we're calling for, Pump Watch. Theresa May has announced that she's capping the energy bills, gas, electricity type stuff. Why isn't she doing this for fuel prices? We're not asking for total regulation. We want transparency at the pumps. So when oil drops by a pound or a dollar, whatever, we know what does that mean at the pumps. Likewise, if it goes up, what does it mean at the pumps? So we're calling for a thing called Pump Watch, off pump, or what do you want to call it? We've got Ofsted, Ofcom, all those sorts of things. Why isn't there something for 37 million consumers out there?
So basically a one-stop shop where you can go and complain, and that organisation also keeps an eye on everything as well, because you're presumably running around about 100 different people, all those MPs, the Prime Minister, this and that, all these organisations, because there's no one particular place to go.
There isn't. And unfortunately, the manifestos all come out this week. I know we saw the Labour one leak last week, and I think the official one comes out today. I think Conservatives later this week, and the Lib Dems. And I know for a fact that there won't be in there a nice paragraph saying we care about 37 million drivers. But what there will be is that we care about the fact that these diesel drivers are killing our children and 40,000 people are dying. That's the emotive headlines that are flying around at the moment, which unfortunately the government have allowed this to, and particularly where we are in London here, Sadiq Khan is introducing various toxic taxes. What's happening is those cars, which really are the most expensive asset of any family, those particularly those that rent, okay, second to a mortgage or a house for those people who own their properties, What's happening to them is that their cars, their vehicles, are being devalued up to something like 40%. £35 billion has been wiped off the whole of the diesel fleet in this country. Now, that's irresponsible and ridiculous. Now, the whole health headline, yes, every single driver wants clean air. Everyone wants that. But I'm afraid the actual headlines that we're seeing from various well-funded left-wing charities, or they say charities, they have 130 lawyers and some multi-millionaire celebrities, etc.
Sounds like a charity to me.
Well, it could be, but they can afford to actually be generous in what they appear to. Fundamentally, they are actually scaremongering, and it's wrong, demonising diesel drivers. This is one of the big things we're fighting up against.
Of course, we were told 10 years ago that we should get diesel cars, weren't we?
You're absolutely right. But it was in the beginning of the noughties, yes, about 2001. Gordon Brown, Tony Blair said, look, move over to diesel because they lower greenhouse gases. And that's absolutely right, they do. They're very clean. And the modern Euro 6 engines now, the new ones, are absolutely, they're almost spotless what's coming out of their exhaust. I'm not saying they're completely, but what I'm saying is that we are evolving into cleaner technologies. And where is this government putting in money into electricity or hydrogen cells, any of this? It's not happening. There's only 1,000 charging points in this country. How can that be right?
Howard Cox, founder of Fair Fuel UK, thanks for coming in to see us at Tip TV today.